Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love, and this week I would like to discuss a topic that was actually suggested by a listener. And he said that the song Hold On Loosely by 38 Special, the lyrics, they were very true in terms of how people should be in relationships in order to make sure that they don't end up being broken up with. And I have to totally agree. So if you're not familiar with the song, let me just recite a few lyrics very quickly. The first verse says, "You see it all around you, good loving gone bad. It's usually too late when you realize what you had." On to the chorus, "Just hold on loosely, but don't let go. If you cling too tightly, you're going to lose control. Your baby needs someone to believe in and a whole lot of space to breathe in." Absolutely true, because most people fall into two different categories. One, they're either holding on too loosely and they're not giving the person enough attention, and the person feels that they're really not interested in them. Or the total opposite, where they're holding on too tightly and they're clingy and insecure and jealous, and they get broken up with for that reason. The people that call me for coaching, they usually fall into those two categories. And I know in my own life that most of the time when I broke up with someone, it was because they were holding on too loosely. And as soon as I realized that they really weren't that interested, I said, okay, I'm out of here. And I remember one guy that we weren't in a committed relationship. We were seeing each other casually for several months. And then I found out he had a girlfriend, which would explain why we were seeing each other casually. And so I stopped seeing him, and then about a month later, he came over, and I was already seeing someone else, and I was happy, and I'm like, yeah, I'm seeing someone else, la, la, la. And out of nowhere, he burst out sobbing. I've never seen a guy cry like that. And he also said, "I love you." And I said, what? He was the last person on earth I would ever have suspected would, first of all, cry. And secondly, say that he loved me. And he was sobbing so much he couldn't stop, that he had to go into the bathroom because he was so embarrassed. And so here's an example of someone who had these feelings that he wasn't expressing. He was holding on way too loosely. That's why he was seeing someone else. And I figured, okay, he doesn't care. I mean, obviously he's seeing someone else. And he always treated me very coolly, not cruelly, but coolly. You know, he's like kind of cool towards me. So I thought, well, he's not really that interested. But obviously, his actions would indicate otherwise. So if you fall into this category where you're acting really cool towards someone, you might want to step it up a bit before it's too late and they go on to date someone else. And then, of course, there's the other category where people are too insecure and jealous and clingy and needy. And, you know, at their core, people need to feel free and they need to be free. Because think about it. Wars have been fought. People have been giving up their lives for centuries so that whole countries could feel free. And so why would a person that you're dating not want to feel free? Why would they just willingly give up their freedom and have you constantly crushing them and wanting to know what they're doing and where they are and who they're talking to? And people don't want to live like that. They don't want to feel like they're children again with parents checking up on their every move. I remember this one guy, he was dating someone, and he was at the grocery store checking out his items, and his girlfriend called, so he figured, well, I'll call her as soon as I get to the car. So he called her a few minutes later, and she said, "Where are you?" And of course, he said, "I was checking out my food at the supermarket." And she said, "Read me your grocery bill," because she was insecure, and she thought that he was up to something, and that's why she asked for the information. Well, needless to say, that relationship obviously doesn't last long, because people don't want to live like that, where they have to explain their every move. You know, if you're unsure about someone, unless you have proof positive, you can't accuse them of anything, and they can't pay the price for someone that you dated in the past who was unfaithful to you, because that was in the past. This is someone else. So until someone proves that they're not trustworthy, then it's just easier on everyone to just trust them until they give you reason not to trust, because freedom is at the very core of our nature, and no one is going to give it up willingly. They'll give it up in the beginning when they're very much in love, where they want to see you all the time, etc., etc., but then eventually they need space, like the lyrics say in the song, a whole lot of space to breathe in. Yes, just because you're together, it doesn't mean you own the other person. The person also has to have their breathing room and their own time and their privacy. So look back at your own relationships or even your current relationship and think, am I doing or did I do one of these two things that led to a breakup or is going to lead to a breakup if I continue? And hopefully this was a wake-up call if you fall into one of those two categories and you will change some things, because otherwise you may one day find yourself contacting me to say that someone broke up with you and now you're trying to get them back. Okay, so if you would like coaching regarding this, or if you have any comments or questions, you can contact me at my website, theartoflove.net. If you're listening to this on iTunes, I would appreciate if you would rate and review the podcast. If you're listening on YouTube, please subscribe. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.